From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He's been compounding custom medication and formulations for years, and he is part of the Youngevity team, the criticalhealthnews.com team, one of our sponsors, by the way. And here he is, pharmacist Ben. Ben, I couldn't think of a better time to have you on the program right now.
Thank you, George. This is a time when all the things that we've been talking about for the last 5 years, you and I and Doc has been talking about, are really coming into play. The idea that we got to take care of ourselves. We've created a situation where we have a perfect vector storm. Our disease, our incredibly epic biblical state of poor health is really, that's really what's behind this epidemic. It's not so much the virus. We like to blame things outside of us. It's our inability to handle the virus because we're obese and our diabetes and our autoimmune diseases and our estrogenic problems, not to mention our poor diets and smoking and poor lifestyle choices. That's where we have to focus, George. I've been studying the immune system now since 1980. And I can tell you, the immune system can handle all kinds of abuses. And while this coronavirus is a novel virus, and our immune system hasn't had a chance yet to evolve to handle it, simply by taking care of the body, you can dramatically mitigate your symptomology if you get symptomatic and dramatically reduce your risks of even getting infected.
And, Ben, I've got to ask you this. Investigative reporter John Rappaport tonight has released a story about Italy, which seems to be having a higher case of people dying from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. What
and
do you say?
He's reporting that most of these people have had prior conditions of some sort, which is contributing to their death.
Yes, in Italy they smoke. Cigarette smoking is not as verboten as it is here. Likewise, China, for that matter. I don't know the statistics in Italy, but I know in China 65% of men smoke, and that's a major risk factor. And that's really what we have to be focusing on, George. You know, you can't control the weather, but you can control the ship. And that's called locus of control. Where you can, we want to focus where we have control. We have control over our lifestyle choices. We have control over our food choices. We have control over our mood. You know, we know that when you stress out and you freak out, like when you watch the news, what do you think happens to your immune system? That's the most powerful way to suppress your immune system, is to freak out and to go into fear. Why is this 24/7 craziness on the news? Do we really need to hear all the latest statistics about how many people have died? And by the way,
that's what I've been saying for some time now. I mean, they're giving us a daily death count.
Is that really important, George?
It's not. Not only is it not important, it's tragic. It's sad that these people have died, and this is a killer virus for some people, but they don't put it in perspective. And that's, you know, I had an email tonight from a lady, one of our listeners, who just says, you're not telling us the truth. And she went on and on to explain that I'm saying that this is not serious. It is serious. I've never said it wasn't serious. What I am saying is that the media is distorting the figures and blowing it out of proportion. You know, I'm going to do this again because she went crazy because I've talked about the seasonal flu. But I'm going to do this worldwide. We've had over 7,000 people die so far since December from the COVID-19 coronavirus. 7,000 people worldwide. That's
right?
Sad. 7,000 souls, they're gone. In the same period, actually even less, 150,000 people worldwide have died from the seasonal flu.
Right.
150,000.
Isn't that crazy, George?
Now, has the media reported on that or given us daily figures on that? No. So my point here with all this, Ben, while you're talking about boosting our immune system, my point here with the media is they are contributing to the hysteria which has caused the entire planet to basically shut down.
I couldn't agree with you more, George. The problem is in our response. You know, responsibility means we have the ability to respond either way. How we're responding to this disaster, if you will, how we're responding to this, is, in my, the way I look at it, is can possibly or potentially give us the opportunity to be great. How we respond to this can give us the opportunity to be great, or it can give us the opportunity to freak out and become hysterical. We have an opportunity now to face a traumatic and a dramatic event with poise, with grace, with compassion, and with kindness, not with freak out and hoarding and fighting over toilet paper in the supermarkets.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. Now, what I say is, let's focus on our health. Let's focus on getting the body stronger. Let's focus on using nutritional supplementation. Let's focus on exercise. Let's focus on being grateful for what we have in our lives. There's so many ways that we can turn this thing into something that's positive, and that's what I want to focus on.
Well, for example, for 2 weeks, and in some areas, some states, it's 30 days. Nevada, by the way, the governor just shut down the casinos for 30 days, and the restaurants and the bars out there. But what do you do past the 30-day mark or the 2-week mark?
They talk about flattening the curve, but flattening the curve doesn't get rid of the virus. Flattening the curve just extends it out longer so that the healthcare system can supposedly take care of the problem. You know, why don't we focus on building our bodies up? Why don't we focus on quitting smoking and losing some weight and not eating sugar and processed foods? There's so many places where we can turn this into an opportunity to be healthier and stronger and better psychologically, physically, and as a culture and as a society.
If someone is old and sickly,
yes,
they should stay home.
Absolutely.
But should we shut down the planet over this?
George, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree, because look at the economic repercussions that's going to happen. That's going to far, the economic repercussions are far transcending the physiologic repercussions. 80 to 85% of people who get infected, and by the way, they're always telling you about how many people are infected. That doesn't mean you're going to be symptomatic. And if you are symptomatic, that doesn't mean you're going to have complications. And if you have complications, that doesn't mean it's going to be fatal. So human beings are predisposed to freaking out because we are the descendants of ancestors who survived by freaking out. So it's in our inheritance, it's in our evolutionary inheritance to freak out when something potentially is bad. But you know what, George? All the freakouts are about the potential. They're about an imaginary future.
Yep.
They're not about the now. They're not about the present. In the present and in the now, we are, by and large, doing just fine. It's only in our imaginations, based on statistics and based on modeling and based on what we're told on the news, that is leading us to this hysteria and this panic. So slow down, take a breath, focus on where you can control your life. And the most important thing to me is to change the way you eat and make sure you're getting on a nutritional supplement program.
Another thing they're talking about is the mortality rate, and they claim that it's so considerably higher than, again, the seasonal flu. What they don't put into context, however, is the number they use for the people who have the virus.
It's artificially low.
It's way lower than what we think.
Correct.
There are people walking around who have the coronavirus.
Exactly. And they don't know they have it, and it's ironic.
They think they have the cold or something.
That's right. Ironically, it's such a weak virus that most people don't know they have it.
Exactly. Some people test positive and show no symptoms.
Right. It's crazy, George. It really is crazy. Now, I don't want to make light of.
No, you're not minimizing it. I mean, this is a serious situation.
Yes, but it's not one that should be lend itself to hysteria
in shutting down the planet.
Correct.
Now, here's a question. We're going to take calls next hour, folks, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, with tips for yourself. Normally, we start at 10:30 here Pacific time with calls, but I will really want him to talk about boosting our immune system. So we're going to chat with him when we come back after the break, and we'll be doing that. Pharmacist Ben's website, criticalhealthnews.com. Do go to it often, criticalhealthnews.com. He donates his time to come on along with Doc Wallach. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. He'll be saying some things that may be too fast for you to catch. I know Doc Wallach talks fast. Call that number, because those people are listening to the show and they're taking notes so they know what they're talking about. But we'll take calls next hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I've got more to talk with him about building your immune system in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Happy St. Patty's Day. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to and the toll-free number to call for advice and great information, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. We're on our way to another record, so just keep hitting that website, criticalhealthnews.com, and it's available with your smartphone as well when you go to it, or if you can pick up the app at criticalhealthnews.com in your app store as well. Ben Fuchs with us. Ben, you can't kill a virus with antibiotics, so what do you do?
Well, there's lots of things you could do, but it all basically involves building your immune system. There's three main ways, we'll say. There's the foods you eat, and that includes supplements, by the way. There's the digestive system itself, which is where most of our immunity is located, along with the respiratory tract. And then there's the psychological and mental approaches. And I'm a big believer in the psychological and mental approaches. So taking the first element, the foods and the supplements, one of the best things you could do, George, believe it or not, is eat less food. Food costs us nutritional resources, number one, especially the kind of foods most of us eat. And
Well, there's no food at the stores anyway, well, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, right? The problem is you can get drive-through and takeout. That's what most people are doing now.
Do you know how long those lines are?
I haven't seen them. No, I can only imagine what that's like. So eating less food is going to be something that is a little easier to do these days. But I was just reading an article about how people are experiencing stress eating. They're eating more because they're under stress. So understanding the power of food is really important, and eating less food, or what they call calorie restriction, is a very powerful longevity, health-inducing, and immune-boosting strategy. Then when you're eating food, try to eat food that is nutritionally dense. One of the best things you could do is vegetable juices. And I've been talking about this for years. Get yourself a Vitamix and enjoy vegetables like broccoli, which is very high in sulfur-containing compounds, which build the immune system. In fact, all
celery juice, how about that?
Celery is awesome. It's interesting because most people will think of celery as just being bland and very watery. Well, it turns out that the water in celery is a special kind of water called structured water, which is very important for keeping the extracellular matrix strong. So drinking celery juice is really good. Celery also contains nitrogen, which is very important for the digestive system. I'll talk about the digestive system here in a second. Garlic is super powerful for the immune system. You know, one of the best herbs or plants for the immune system is your favorite, George, turmeric.
Yep, love
turmeric
it.
Turmeric is wonderfully immune-boosting, and you can actually nibble on it. Have you ever done this, George, nibble on turmeric root just by itself?
Yeah, I have.
It's delicious. It's sweet, not overly sweet, has a very nice, delicate...
It's a weird-looking root.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
It's a member of the ginger family, and ginger is also a powerful immune booster. So chewing on a little bit of ginger can be helpful. Cayenne, which contains capsicum, is also very important for the immune system. It makes your juice taste really spicy and kind of like a Bloody Mary, sort of. And then citrus fruits, of course, grapefruit, oranges, tangerines, lemons, limes, red bell peppers, if you can handle bell peppers, are one of nature's richest sources of vitamin C. Papaya and pineapple are not only important as sources of vitamin C, but they're also great sources of digestive enzymes. And it turns out that what are called proteolytic enzymes or digestive enzymes can be very important for the immune system. In fact, one of Youngevity's most important products, I believe, is something called the Ultimate Enzymes, which is marketed as a digestive aid, but as it turns out, it's got antiviral properties and antibacterial properties as well. It's also a great pain reliever, the Ultimate Enzymes, and it's also great for inflammatory issues like arthritis.
If you were standing next to somebody who had the coronavirus,
yes,
and that person was breathing on you,
well,
what would happen? Would you come down with it? What are the odds of somebody with, one, a good immune system,
yeah,
would they come down with
it? It's really hard to say because we don't know who's coming down with it, because most of the people that come down with it don't know. In fact, the vast majority of people who have the coronavirus don't know they have the coronavirus. So it's hard to say. I can't tell you the answer to that, but I can tell you that if you build your immune system, and if you do get infected by the coronavirus, the odds of being symptomatic are very, very low, and that's what we want to focus on. And then there's supplements too, George. You know, I've been representing Ingevity for many years, and it's a supplement company. Doc's been talking about using supplements. Foods are great, but you can't get everything you need from food, and you don't know really what's in the food.
No, you need that boost.
You need that boost. It's like an insurance policy. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, George, if we really cared about building people's immune system, if we really cared about health, we would give everybody once a month or twice a month a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I'm telling you this as a pharmacist, as a healthcare professional. I've been formulating, not just recommending products, but I've been formulating products myself since the 1980s, and I have yet to see a more exquisitely formulated nutritional supplement than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I give that out all the time. I give it to my friends.
I do, too. I gave it a canister to a nice guy who works at a restaurant not too far from my studio here.
And what'd he tell you?
He loves it.
Exactly.
He uses it. He asks for more.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, he's out of work right now.
Well, I can understand why people sometimes are cynical when they hear people talking about things, but I'm telling you, the power of this stuff is so amazing and so dramatic and so noticeable that within days you're feeling like a different person. And it's understandable when you look at the ingredient deck and you look at the supplement facts on that thing. So Longevity also has a product called Zinc FX. And George,
zinc is very important.
Oh, my God. Next to vitamin C, it probably is the most important immune supplement you can take. Everybody, coronavirus or not, should be supplementing with zinc. And bonus, for people who are worried about aging or skin aging, zinc is important for collagen production. Zinc is important as an anti-wrinkle supplement. And zinc is probably the most important anti-acne remedy you could ever take. And that's the Zinc FX. Longevity also has numerous vitamin C products, the chewable C, as well as the CFX. Vitamin C is, you know, next to, between zinc and vitamin C, you have two of the most important immune-boosting supplements you could ever take.
What about colloidal silver?
Colloidal silver is an immune booster, I would say, but a lot of people are saying that it's going to kill the virus. I don't know if it's going to kill viruses or not, but it's certainly an immune booster, along with the digestive tract. And, you know, I talk about the digestive system all the time. Well, one of the most important aspects of the digestive system is that's where your immune system is housed. That's where it mostly lives. 80 to 90% of your immunity is in the intestine, called the gut-associated lymphatic tissue, or GALT. And this is the area where most of our immunity is located in the body. Longevity has a great product called I-26, which supports immune health. And then also, of course, probiotics and nightly essences are very important. Eating fermented foods, cabbage. Fermented cabbage is really incredibly valuable for the digestive system, for the intestine. All fermented foods, for that matter. Now, there's a great book that I always recommend called The Art of Fermentation that has wonderful recipes for making fermented beets and fermented cabbage and fermented cucumbers or pickles. And it's just a super powerful immune-boosting strategy. And then, George, don't marginalize psychology. You know, things like listening to good music, being helpful and kind, learning a new language or a skill, reading,
stuff.
Being grateful, meditating.
But it's, you know, it's difficult for people in this environment to be upbeat.
This is where you have to be disciplined. This is where you have to be mentally strong. And in many ways, George, this is a mind virus as much as it's a physical virus. It's infecting our mentality and our psychology as much as it's affecting our physiology. You know, when people talk about the statistics and how many people are going to die and 80% here and 20% there, these are psychological and mental kinds of things. These are not physical and these are not real. These are imagination. These are projecting into the future, and the future is not real. Only the present is real. So learning how to control our minds becomes very, very important, just as, if not more important than the physical strategy.
What do you think of the theory, because I kind of believe this, that this virus was created in a laboratory in China?
You know, I've heard that. I've also heard 5G. Have you heard this?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
You know, I've heard that as
that
well.
That it jump-started
it. Those are, that's titillating. It's kind of interesting, but it's not really relevant. What's relevant is how do we take care of our bodies now? Yeah, I wouldn't put it past the powers that be to have bioweapons that got leaked or were intentionally released.
Because, I mean, this planet never had this thing before.
But you know what? People are eating all kinds of weird foods in China, too, you know? So that could have something
to do with it. Snakes and bats.
You know what else, George? There's a little thing called glyphosate. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Okay? How about glyphosate? What does that do to our immune system? What does that do to our digestive tracts? What does that do to the good bacteria in our intestine that are supposed to be the heart and soul of our immune system? You know, so we're trashing the water, we've trashed the soil, we've trashed our food, we've trashed the air. So, yeah, we're paying the price. And in a way, Gaia, you know, the intelligence that is the Earth, is maybe saying enough is enough. So these are all speculations, and they're interesting, they're fascinating, but what are we going to do right now? Build your immune system. Be mentally strong. And you know what, George? Take this as an opportunity to be great. You know, whenever a problem happens in my life personally, I always ask, how can I be great here? How can I be proud of myself 20 years from now or 10 years from now when I look back at how I responded? And these are the kind of questions that we want to ask ourselves and really want to ask yourself no matter what whenever something bad happens in your life. You want to ask yourself, how can I respond in the greatest way possible, in a Churchillian way, you know, like Winston Churchill? This is Britain's finest hour. This can be our finest hour. And that's what I want people to understand, is when this kind of stuff happens in our lives, it's an opportunity to be amazing. And what can we do to be amazing? We cannot lose our cool. We can remain poised under fire, grace under fire, and not lose our sense of humanity, not lose our sense of connection with each other. And you know what else, George? This can also be an opportunity to become spiritual, to whatever it is, commune with higher power, God, Jesus, Buddha, whatever it is for you. Commune with divine intelligence. Connect again, to reconnect. The word religion means to reconnect. To reconnect with God or higher power, whatever you want to call it. These techniques are representative of tools that we can use to take advantage of this situation, to become the best people we can be.
You know, science still doesn't know where viruses come from.
That's right.
They don't. They've got theories.
Nobody even knows what a virus is, George.
But they don't know.
I don't even know what the heck this thing is.
It's alive, though, right?
No, it begs the question, what is life? Because it has volition, and it has agency, and it has will, but it's just a little piece of information.
It replicates, right?
It replicates. It needs your cells to replicate. It doesn't replicate on its own.
Okay, so it enters your cells.
It enters into your cell. It's a little piece of
DNA. Does one make two and two makes four?
Well, check this out, George. It's a little piece of DNA or RNA, okay, which is the genetic code, and it's wrapped around with a protein, and can't do anything on its own, but somehow it knows to infect a cell, insert this little piece of information into your genes, and then has your genes makes it. It can't make it on its own. It needs your genes to reproduce it.
Interesting.
But it's getting more interesting. Check this out, George. There are viruses that will infect the brain of a mouse and tell the mouse, go talk to that cat over there. So the mouse, which is ordinarily afraid of the mouse or of the cat, will go to the cat and say, hey, Mr. Cat, here I am. And then the cat will eat the mouse because
gets infected.
The virus needs to replicate in the belly of a cat. So it's smart enough to know.
Jeez.
Isn't that amazing?
It came from another planet or something.
They're in space.
It could have been.
There are viruses in space.
Now, when science is trying to eradicate this thing through a vaccine, what are they coming up with? What are they creating that would fight a virus?
They are stimulating your body to produce, your immune system handles these things.
Well, can't we do it without a vaccine?
Theoretically, but the problem is this is a novel virus, and it's going to take a while for our immune systems to adjust. In the meantime, there's going to be a lot of people who suffer. But yes, our immune system handles these things. The problem with this coronavirus is it's a novel virus.
Novel meaning?
New.
Okay.
We haven't had a million years or 2 million years of evolution.
Well, doesn't that tell you it was made in a lab? I mean, these things pop up on the planet.
Well, they think they come from animals, and they come. This is
yeah, but the, but the lab could have been testing the animals
easily. Bioweapons are a real thing. Nobody doubts that bioweapons are a real thing.
I think we have it. The Chinese have it.
Absolutely.
The Russians have it.
Absolutely.
Let's not kid ourselves.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We're going to take calls next hour with pharmacist Ben. Ben, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it a long time, have you ever seen what's happening planet-wide in all your life, because I never have.
No, this is the first time. This is this reminds me of the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And that's really what we're dealing with here.
Well, these are.
It's an interesting time, but it's a time when we can become creative, we can become loving and kind and compassionate, and we can tap into the greatness, the potential greatness of what it means to be a human being.
The questions we take with Pharmacist Ben can be about the COVID-19 coronavirus or questions about your own health, that he'll give you some advice. And he gives great advice along with Doc Wallach. They interchange themselves every 3 weeks. They pop on for a little bit. And that's what we're doing now. But the timing of you being on tonight, I think, is critical. Maybe that's why we call it criticalhealthnews.com, Ben.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that.
Since you've been doing this now, and again, all these years, you've seen everything come and go. Does this one baffle you?
No, it doesn't. And that's what I'm saying. Build the immune system. Don't suppress the immune system. By suppressing, I'm not just talking about physically, but I'm also talking psychologically, because fear is a major suppressant of the immune system. But so is smoking, so is obesity, so is overeating, so is diabetes, so is digestive health issues. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we suppress our immune system. Build it and don't suppress it.
See, I have found that if I get a cold and I have a high immune system, I get rid of it quicker than I used to.
Sometimes you would have been sick otherwise. You might have bypassed things. You don't get sick, George. You're on the air every day.
The only thing that takes me down is a pizza roll. We're going to come back in a moment with Ben Fuchs, and we'll take your calls right here on Coast to Coast AM.